So hi, welcome to the Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
I'm Ox.
Hey, I'm Freddie, and we are Late Night Drive Home.
And we're asking some questions today about the upcoming EP. I'll remember you for the same feeling you gave me as I slept, so congrats on that. By the way, how do you guys feel about the response to the announcement so far?
It's amazing. It's kind of... It feels good. It feels like it's something brand new because we haven't released an EP in a while. Like a project that just has like more than one song, so it feels great. We love the response, especially from our Latin American fans down in Mexico. We got a lot of great response from them as well, from like critics and just journalists. And I think people are just going to vibe with it. I personally enjoy the songs a lot. My favorite one is Feeling Gray. It's one of the songs that is going to come out tonight, basically, or by the time you hear this, already out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The EP rocks.
Oh yeah. It's great.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
The title is kind of like the whole EP, it kind of tells a story between this character that is named Mimi. And so it also entails death and the death of like not knowing someone is gone. So I guess like remembering someone, it's kind of like using sleep as an analogy for death. Like I remember you for the sleep. You know what I mean? I can't get the whole title off my head. Give me a second. It's
just kind of I'll remember you for the same feeling you gave me as I slept. I got there it right in front of me.
Yeah, it's a long title. So that's your look back. So yeah, it's like, it's all kind of, you're using like metaphors to reference death. So in this sense, it's like sleeping is one of the references to death. And yeah, it's just kind of the whole EP has like this story in this backline that just revolves this one character called Mimi, which is referencing the song Believe Me, even if I'm lying. And yeah, that makes another reference in the other song Worms Eat My Brain for Breakfast, which is a song that it kind of goes through like the stages of death and grief. At the end of it, it's all like the passing, like the person has already reached the other side or whatever it is that happens when someone dies, in that sort of sense.
Gotcha. It's fascinating to me that you guys are able to fit a concept into what is a 3-song EP, because it's not like just EPs in general. You don't typically hear bands having concepts behind it. It's typically just like a collection of singles. So I can respect that. And I'm interested, like, at what point did the concept come about? Did it happen like while you're writing, or was it from the get-go you guys were setting out to write a concept EP?
So what's funny about Believe Me and Feeling Gray, I came up with the guitar parts for those songs 3 years ago, 2 years ago, like post COVID, like early 2021. So I've been holding at least the instrumental and the progression of those songs for a while. And when I brought it up to the rest of the band, I'd say last summer, that's when the concept started coming about. I know Andre was mentioning about this character named Mimi. We have other unreleased songs referencing Mimi. But I guess it's like the first actual take and introduction to this character. And I felt like with these darker and like more post-grunge hearing songs, it just fits better for this whole, I guess, narrative and just introduction of the character.
Makes sense. So the plan is to expand on this character and the story that's being told?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
I guess for me, I'm one of the things that I think really inspired the whole feeling of this EP. Like I said, I wrote the guitar progression for the song 3 years ago. And in those past 3 years, I've moved from like 4 houses. So I've been like moving everywhere. So I feel like that really evolved the song. Cause if you hear the first demo of these songs, it sounds completely different to what they sound like now, but you can still tell it's the same song because of the guitar progression. So I would say the songwriting process really affects on what the way my living situation, the way I'm living is in the current moment. So if I'm like not being able to stay still, not being able to just like be at peace and be able to just recollect my thoughts, I think that really what drives the production value of the song, especially the little instrumental intro bridge in the beginning of Believe Me, where everything gets very eradicated and just destructive. I feel like that's another good example of the mindset that was going on during that time.
Gotcha. And how are you like able to keep the creative juices flowing when you are like moving around at all times?
I always just bring my guitars with me. So, and I always just like playing them even when I'm not doing anything. One of the main things that I was doing a lot when I was just moving house to house is I've made sure the only thing that I would bring, even though I lost a lot of clothes and lost a lot of like valuable items that I had, I've always made sure to just have my acoustic guitar, my electric guitar, and my piano. So I always made sure to always just bring that with me. And I would always just create something. I don't know. I felt that like each area that I was at, I was creating a new soundtrack for my life. So whenever I would get to a place, I would always just instantly go play the guitar and see what I can just come up with in that sort of sense, because I felt like the environment change and the uncomfortability of just being in a new household and a new location really is what drives, I guess, the close creative juices that you were asking about.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what song off this EP took the longest to write, and which one is each of your own personal favorite?
Ooh. I think the longest one is Feeling Gray. That's the first one I made a long time ago, like the guitar progression. I think when I brought it to Freddie, that's when the whole song really started coming together. We wrote Feeling like, I guess, like the demo of it, the new demo, which is what you're hearing now, into the mastered version. We wrote it last summer, then we recorded it to the studio. But Feeling Gray, I guess, like the whole concept of this was building up for a while, because a lot of parts that are in Feeling Gray I have in other unreleased songs, like the buildup. The buildup where it just leads to like Feeling Gray, where it just kind of like all drops. That's in a different song that's unreleased. Even the guitar leads are in a different song. So that song was like, it's all accumulated of all these ideas that were coming beforehand, and we just put them together now finally to make the song Feeling Gray, I would say. For me, it's Feeling Gray, my favorite song. What about you, Freddie?
I think for me, my favorite song is Believe Me, only because I feel like the writing process, or like what I was able to contribute, or like also like us like performing in the studio, it was like very raw and very emotional. And I feel like that's one of the things you could like really hear when you listen to Believe Me. And I don't know, it's just something that really stuck with me, especially when we play on stage. I have like the same like raw emotional feeling, and I really enjoy that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hell yeah.
yeah. All
That's cool.
right. So for this question, I want each of you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Okay. I think mine would be, it's from Believe Me, Even If I'm Lying. It's like, I know we're supposed to be a team. Work this out. Help me to be complete. I think that lyric is really good because I feel like lots of people can interpret it in different ways. Like it could be talking about a relationship. It could be talking about a friendship. It could also just be talking about like yourself, but your mental mind. So I feel like just how broad and like how introspective and just like you can make your own meaning. I like lyrics where the listener can make their own meaning to it. Like I like lyrics when it doesn't make it like we're telling you what it should mean to you. Like I like it when people can make their own meaning to it. Like we just give you like a very like we just give you a sentence which doesn't give enough information, but it gives you enough information to make something out of it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like a lot.
I was about to give the exact same answer. No joke.
That's okay.
Really? That's good.
Is it your favorite for the same reason, or do you have a different reason for that?
I think it's my favorite because the part leading up right before it, where it's like, how does it go? I wish you could see that.
I wish you could see them. I wish you could see how much you mean to me.
Yeah.
I wish you could see how much you mean to me. It's all right. I'll calm down now. All right now. It's fine now. Something like
No.
that.
Just for the same reason. It's just very interpretive. It's also like very emotional. And I think Andre did a really good job writing those lyrics and delivering them as well.
Oh yeah. All right.
Would you guys be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this EP?
It was, I don't know. It's I would say the headspace I was in last year when we were recording it was, I was really inspired by 90s music. I was like in a whole hyperfixation of 90s music. What happens, I think, with me is like I get really hyperfixated in one genre or one specific, like, I guess I get hyperfixated on an artist, and then I start visiting the inspirations of that artist and artists that got inspired by that artist. So I follow like this tree. I follow the tree roots of like the artist or the genre. So for sure, I was really inspired by like 90s grunge and like 90s alternative rock. Like for Feeling Grey, I was really inspired by Smashing Pumpkins, but I wanted to do it in a modern take where it also feels like Late Night Drive Home by adding like the synths, the weird effects, and everything. So yeah, I feel like I was really in the 90s headspace during that time.
It's a good spot.
Oh yeah.
I think for myself, I like to describe myself almost like a creative sponge, where like I like getting from the guys like what they're currently inspired by, and what they're like listening to. So I appreciate when they like send me music. They're like, oh, like I like this song. So like I like play on the bass. I'm like, okay, like I could do this or I could do that. I could like deviate from this, and like I don't know. I just like absorbing like the inspirations of from our band. And like outputting something like that makes Late Night Drive Home, Late Night Drive Home.
Yeah, makes sense. So you guys are a band that's like able to listen to other music while you're like actively working on your own music, because you know we have bands on here that are like, it is everything's turned off. I have to be laser focused so that I don't just wind up like writing what I'm listening to.
Oh yeah, no, I have to be listening to music. I listen to music a lot. And I
Gotcha.
feel like that's the thing about like music is that whenever I hear music, it's me getting more ideas. Like, I don't know. I would say that my mind is never, it never stops. Like, it's always racing. Like, if I hear a song, I don't know. When I hear songs, I hear ways that if I was writing that song call, I would do it. Like, I think, like, oh shit, what if instead of going to this progression, they would go to this progression? I think that would sound better or that would sound cool. And that's all I'm always just thinking about when I hear songs. I don't know, I'm just hearing like the ways I could like build those songs and if I was that artist and then I'm from there I get ideas, okay, well, let me take that idea and then let me make it my own now.
That
So I
makes
feel like
sense.
that's what I always just I'm always hearing music. Like always, always.
Makes sense. So how do you guys recommend your fans to listen to the CP for the first time? Should you do in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is it workout EP, party EP? What do you guys personally recommend?
It's a headphone EP for sure, and it's an emotional one, I would say, especially with the first opening track. I don't know if it's a workout EP. I would say it's like I don't know. It's an introspective like listener one for sure. It's like something that you put on, you know, I mean, you get high, or you do whatever you feel like gets you like in that mindset of just introspectiveness, and you just listen to it. For sure, headphones though. I mean, I'm a headphone listener, so I always just say headphones.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, I would just say the same thing, like especially like whenever you're like soaking up like all your emotions and like looking for like an output. So like an audio like output to like describe your emotions, I would just put on the headphones, listen to the EP and just feel it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. Sounds good. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your heads. I want you guys to describe this EP for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Dark, experimental, and I don't know, electronic. Yeah, there you
All right.
go.
All right.
That's good.
I would say purgatory, refreshing, emotional.
That's good.
Yes,
All
welcome.
right. And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
I want them to just feel exactly what the lyrics is resonate to you. Like one, because like I said, like I like lyrics where like people make their own interpretations. So like when you're listening to it and you feel sad or you feel angry, if you feel just nothing even, like that's fine. As long as you're listening and the music is like resonating with you and that emotion that your mind decided for you, I think that's enough for me.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
I agree.
Perfect. So, are you guys able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
Ready?
I know one of the challenges we had was to like downsize in the track list, which we originally had 5 songs, but we decided it was best for the listening experience to cut it down to three. And I think Ox could probably elaborate even more on that.
I was so we were I was in LA and I was listening to the EP, and I noticed this for a while, like the song Orchids was like really like there was these songs. It was Orchids and Opening the Door, so two songs I took out. And I just felt like, I don't know, to me when I was hearing it, it's like the songs are good, but they're not ready. So the most hard experience was like realizing that, even though, because we already recorded these songs, they were mixed, they were mastered. So like the hard decision was like calling up Epitaph and like, nah, we gotta take these songs off. Because these songs were already uploaded. Like on the when you would go on Apple Music, it would show a 5 song EP instead of a 3 song EP. So I had our manager call Epitaph and be like, no, we gotta take these 2 songs off because they're not ready. And they're like, what do you mean they're not ready? I was like, they're just not ready, like, trust me. And yeah, I feel like that was the hardest thing, because I mean that's a big decision to just take off 2 songs that are like completely done, finished, mastered, and just like be like, no, we're just gonna rework them completely. Now for those songs, I mean, they'll probably be in the new project, they'll probably be a new EP, we don't know, but they'll be in something for sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that those were brought up because when the stream was sent over by her publicist, I emailed her back. I was like, it's missing 2 songs, just so you know. And she was like, no, the band took it out. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But I was hoping we get into it. I didn't know if it was something you guys wanted to touch on, that there was tracks that were on there that aren't on there now.
No, the songs are done, like I guess like done in the sense of like, yeah, they're mixed and they're mastered, but my like creatively for me, they're not done. You
Gotcha.
know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like I feel like there's more we could do to them. And that's the thing with me, is like, I don't know, I don't want to put out something that I feel is not done, because now I regret it. Once it's out there, it's like it's out there. So I felt like it was a hard decision for me to come to it. But then like once I realized it, I was like, yeah, this makes more sense.
For sure. And when you kind of made that decision and you kind of like sent it off to like the band group chat, was there any pushback, or was everyone else kind of on the same page as you?
I think everybody agreed. Yeah, I let Andre know, because Andre and I were in LA, and I remember I told him, I was like, yeah, no, I think we should to take these songs, 2 songs off. And he asked me why, and I told him, well, like they just don't fit. And he said, yeah, I see what you mean. And then I let Freddie and Brian know, and they said, yeah, they're down.
Wow,
Easy
that's
enough.
that's great. That's
Yeah.
great. Yeah.
I feel like I guess to all of us, I mean the main songs were still there, so it didn't really matter that much. Like for us, Feeling Great and Believe Me were like the ones that for sure we wanted to put out.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's kind of what it sounded like, you when you were going over the concept that like those are the three songs that really drive it home. Gotcha.
Short and sweet, but gets the job done.
Yes.
100%.
So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
Hot fries or hot fries or gummy worms or a
Oh,
Snapple
okay.
peach tea. Like
Nice.
that's literally my go-to whenever we're at a gas station.
Solid.
For myself would be dried mangoes,
Oh, yep.
dried cranberries, and water.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Awesome. All right. And on the topic of food, if the band was dish, what dish would the band be and why?
Do I answer for myself, or do I answer for like Freddie answers for me and I answer for him?
I mean, it could be you have your own idea of it, and Freddie shares his own idea, and then you guys just kind of say, oh yeah, that makes sense too.
I say that Freddie is like, it's like a fruit basket, a fruit salad. There we go. That's what it's called.
Fruit salad, hell yeah.
And Freddie, what do you
Right?
think?
I think Ox is hot fries with cheese.
Fries with cheese.
All right.
That's
Sounds good.
Thank you.
And for the last couple of questions, I'm going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
Ooh, lasagna. Ooh. Like a nice three cheese meat lasagna. Freshly prepared, and like a large raspberry tea with ice and a straw. A glass straw, to be exact.
Oh, yeah. It makes everything taste better.
Yeah.
I think for me, it would be chilaquiles with a sunny side egg and a classic Coke.
Ooh, nice. Hell yeah. That's, hell yeah. Yeah. And if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
Oh, honestly, I'd like to live like in the Pokemon world.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Just be like catching Pokemon for a week, seeing what the vibe is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be a cowboy, but I can't think of any cowboy worlds.
Cowboy Bebop.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
All right. I've not asked the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Ooh, for me, it was red for a while, but now I'm in this, that EP color, the light blue, the cyan teal blue. But I guess to like be more specific, I'm a black. I like black a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
For me, right now, my favorite color is like brown. Nice brown.
Yeah, solid. All right. So as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you guys would like to plug?
We have a tour announced. We're going on tour. It's on our Instagram page, Late Night Drive Home. It's called the Chronically Online Tour. It's not online. It's just, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, if you've seen us live before, this is going to be like a whole new experience. We're changing up the whole live set game. And yeah, we'll play some unreleased songs. Maybe we'll play those two songs that are on the EP for you.
Ooh.
All right.
There you go.
Well, thank you for sounds, guys. It's been Late Night Drive Home, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.